Thank you, everybody. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. We are living in a serious crisis with this executive order against refugees, immigrants, and Muslims. But this is not a new crisis. About 60 years ago, another executive order led to Japanese internment. This is the time we are living in, and we all need to be prepared to challenge this crisis. I'm so happy for all of you to come here, because this is exactly the time where we need a grassroots movement. We need a strong movement, and we need resistance from everybody. People, yeah. People who are not refugees, people who are not immigrants or Muslims, people from all backgrounds need to stand with us and fight back. And we need to say, somebody earlier said, that no human being is an illegal human being. We have an example of fight back in the city of Durham, where a Honduran refugee, Wilden Acosta, was being deported, was arrested by ICE, and because of the grassroots movement, he's back in the high school now. Yeah. We also have example of Durham City Council passing a resolution against Islamophobia. So we have leaders here, we have movement here, but we need to even build and make it grow, grow it bigger and bigger, especially in this stage. I definitely want to thank the North Carolina United for Refugees and Immigrants and the wonderful folks who are the most impacted folks who are standing up. This movement will be led by the most impacted people, by the refugees, by the immigrants, by the Muslims. And we would ask you to please join under the leadership of this impacted community. Woo!